Hey folks, producer David here. Welcome to Our Fair City's 2014 Exclusion Day special. This year, staff writer Jim McDaniel came to us with a script adapting Charles Dickens' classic Christmas carol for the world of Our Fair City. What you're about to hear is going to sound a little different from our normal episodes. We gathered around in Clayton and Lauren's living room. There was eggnog and hot cider. Thanks, guys. And we recorded this live in one take. No audience, just us. We wanted to share this story with each other. And now, with you. HeartLife would also like to thank all of its generous donors who have given their hard-earned discretionary credits during the holiday season, including Megan Selar and an anonymous policy known only as the Great Wizard. If you'd like to work a little magic for us, head to our website and click the donate link. Thank you, as always, for your support. Now, for your listening entertainment, an Exclusion Day carol.
A pitiless wind screams across the frozen wastes of ice and despair. Here, the last vestiges of humanity huddle together in tunnels beneath the mighty HeartLife Tower in a desperate and ruthless fight for survival. But not today, for today is that most joyous and sacred of all corporate holidays, Exclusion Day. Ah, Exclusion Day. Can you see it? The decorative boards nailed across the doorways, "Keep Out," written in bright reds, greens, and blues. The effigies hung by tower windows with care in the hopes that the outsiders will take heed and beware. Yes, Exclusion Day is without a doubt the most important day in the city's fiscal cycle. But what's this? There is one policy who is not participating in this mandatory corporate celebration. Why, it is none other than the enigmatic scientist Dr. Emily Caligari. Even now, on the eve of this momentous occasion, the good doctor remains hard at work on the hope of HeartLife. Here, within the Dr. Montgomery Morrow Museum and Historical House, she labors alone, save for the cryogenically frozen Morrow himself and the inadequate aid of...
Snidge! Where's the lithium hydroxide gel?
Here we go! Listen... Dr. C, I was wondering...
Always troubling.
You know, tomorrow is...
Were you wearing gloves when you picked up the lithium hydroxide?
No. Why?
Look at your hands, Snidge.
Okay,
before your skin blisters off. Idiot. Now, let's see how the CO2 conversion works.
Mole people!
We wish you would go away, we wish you would go away, we wish you would go away, it's Exclusion Day!
Hey, Dr. Morrow!
Happy Exclusion Day!
Clay, Sandy, happy Exclusion Day to you as well.
Dr. Caligari, happy Exclusion Day.
Go away!
No problem. Just, where do you want us to nail up these decorative boards?
I don't care.
Sounds like someone's being a bit of an outsider.
Why don't we nail them across the bookcases?
Damn it! Snidge! If your hands haven't melted off, I need the electron magnifier.
Clay, hand me the blinking keep out sign.
All right.
Let's all have some algae pudding. Let's all have some algae pudding. Let's all have some algae pudding.
While they're eaten by wolves.
Must you do that?
According to corporate policy 7672-56, all moles are required to exhibit the minimum level of Exclusion Day cheer deemed abundant.
Here's the magnifier.
Finally, bring it over here.
Oh, hey, Sandy, Clay. Hello, Mr. Andrew. Happy Exclusion Day.
Happy Exclusion Day.
What part of bring it over here don't you understand?
Sorry, here. I'll get it. Dr. Caligari?
What?
About what I was saying before?
What about it?
Well, you know that, tomorrow is,
Get to the point, Snidge.
Well, I was wondering if... Maybe, since it's...
Excuse me, Doctor, but these gentlemen are here to see you.
Did you hear that, Roman? He called us gentlemen.
Oh, we do have a certain refined demeanor.
That we do, Roman. That we do.
Can I help you two with something?
Oh, good day, madam. We are here on behalf of the HeartLife Gives Back Initiative.
Is that right?
At this most festive time of year, it is only right to take stock of all that we have.
And to give back to those who are not quite as fortunate as ourselves.
By giving back to HeartLife.
Did you know there are lightning riggers right now who are starving out on the tundra?
By giving back to HeartLife, we can guarantee you will never be out there with them.
So, how much can we put you down for?
Nothing.
Hey, Roman, did she just say nothing?
Oh, perhaps she means she'd like to donate anonymously, Flint.
I mean that my discretionary credits go toward materials HeartLife doesn't deem cost-effective. So if the company actually wants this drill to do anything except violently explode, they would do well to leave me to my work.
That's not very jolly, is it, Flint?
Could be someone needs a lesson in the true meaning of Exclusion Day.
Oh, could be, could be. On second thought, it could also not be.
You want to know the true meaning of Exclusion Day? Exclusion Day is just an ordinary day arbitrarily given significance by HeartLife because without a day dedicated to positive emotions, the city would descend into murderous anarchy. Now the next person who lets the words Exclusion Day pass their lips is going to spend tomorrow cheerfully thawing in a putrescible waste field.
Good day, madam.
And a happy, evening to you.
Well, you sure showed them.
What I said applies to moles as well.
Come on, Clay. Let's go line the hallways with traditional tinsel lace tripwire.
Dr. Caligari?
What?
Can I have the day off tomorrow? For Exclusion Day?
This is about the Geonaut Wilkins, isn't it?
Kinda.
Snidge, do you see what I'm working on here?
An atmospheric regulator?
Right. This is what's going to keep Ms. Wilkins breathing inside the Hope. But by all means, if you think there is a better gift to give your girlfriend than survival, you can take tomorrow off.
Gee, thanks, Dr. C.
Enjoy your job, Snidge. Once you've melted.
That was unnecessary.
I warned him.
You should rethink how you treat others. There is no reason you cannot be a good person.
I'm a good scientist.
And what of the science of kindness? The science of charity, of mercy, of benevolence.
You're making those up.
I was once like you. I did not give others enough time or consideration. I thought my contributions to science were enough, that they made me indispensable to the company.
And?
The directors agreed, as you can see. You could yet avoid this fate. You have what I did not.
A freeze gun?
Friends.
Bah.
People, then, those who would protect you, who would fight for you, if only you would let them.
I think I'll take my chances, thank you.
Perhaps you need a lesson. Tonight, you will be visited by three scientists.
I'm a bit busy just now. Can we maybe reschedule or never?
It is too late. The first is arriving. No.
Dr. Caligari, right?
Who are you? Why are you on my table? And where the hell did my atmospheric regulator go?
Ooh, oops. I'm afraid it's been unstuck in time. I really need to watch these landings. The name's Lindsay, though today I'm the scientist of Exclusion Day Past.
You're kidding.
It's what this printout says.
Moro put you up to this.
Yes! Well, no. That is to say, he will have put me up to it in the future. Your future, my past. I'm a time traveler, you see?
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, if you'll excuse me, time traveler, I now have to rebuild a CO2 scrubber from scratch.
Actually, it says here I'm to take you on a visit of previous exclusion days to help make you a better person.
I don't think so.
Oh! A freeze ray, can I see?
Sure. The hell?
silly me. Time travel tends to disrupt nearby electronics. It'll be back up and running in an hour or two.
Well, gun or no gun, there's no way I'm going... Hey!
Welcome to the past! Sorry, should have warned you. Your first trip to the fabric of space-time tends to be a bit rough.
Oh.
It happens really? To everyone. There's no shame in it.
Where are we? A broom cupboard?
I think you mean, when are we a broom cupboard?
Enough. I have to get back to work. What is this?
The past, your past specifically. Exclusion day, 18 years or fiscal cycles ago.
This is Professor Machina's exclusion day party for Science Academy students. That's Holly Gates. We used to be lab partners. And Isaac Storm, he sat behind me and copied answers in quantum biology.
Professors?
Students?
They can see us?
Of course they can see us! We're not ghosts!
But what about causality? Shouldn't we be worried that our actions here could change the future?
Trust me, changing the future is way harder than you think.
Hey, 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 this is your DJ, Archibald Funny Pants, bringing you the latest corporately approved music. We're about to slow things down here real quick, so pick a lovely lab partner and take them for a spin on the dance floor. Just remember to leave room for the corporate culture. Well, hey!
This is impossible.
Let's find you! Where were you back now? Hanging out by the punch bowl?
I'm not here.
What do you mean?
I was... am... back in the lab. Working.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why? I'm not. See that girl talking to Professor Machina? That's Adele Lazarus. 10 fiscal cycles from now, she starts an organ harvesting cult in Green Sector. They only find pieces after those nut jobs turn on her. Over there by the speakers. That's Dunstan Van Lowell. He'll be caught using subliminal messages on an actuary and then accidentally lobotomized by data extraction. Isaac Storm, shot by Chamberlain. Delilah Ventress, asphyxiated on the People Mover. Holly Gates, eaten by Elizabeth Rourke. Nearly every person in this room is dead. I'm still here, and they are not, because they are here, and I am not.
I think you confuse living with merely surviving.
Living is merely surviving. Anything else is romantic nonsense.
Why don't we consult an expert in both to the broom cupboard? Here we are. This way.
Why the hell are we here? I've never spent exclusion day in a putrescible waste field.
No, but he has.
Neil Henderson?
Huh? Is somebody calling me? Oh, hey! Sorry, I didn't know anyone else was down here.
No worries. Do you mind if we join you?
Pop a squat.
Thank you. Doctor?
I'll stand. Thanks.
Sit yourself.
Well, doctor, huh? Say, I don't suppose you could help me out. I got this rash that
Not
just...
that kind of doctor.
All right, then. So, what brings the two of you down to the putrescible waste fields on exclusion day?
Well, we could ask the same of you, Mr. Henderson.
Call me Neil.
Neil, seems like your colleagues have taken the night off.
You aren't inspectors, are you?
It's okay, Neil. Nobody is going to get in trouble.
It's just, I kind of told them I'd cover for tonight.
Told who?
Everyone.
So... you're currently providing power for the entire city by yourself?
Well, when you say it like that, it just sounds silly.
Well, how would you say it?
Well, the other PWCs, they got husbands and wives and family and friends and... I don't know, I just thought it would be nice that they could spend tonight with them. You know, boarding up doors with their kids or raising a big one down to Al's, the old Papa Hart. This life, it can get you down in the dumps if you let it. I've seen it happen. And everyone deserves a nice night once in a while.
And what about you?
Well, me? Heck, I got the peaceful quiet of the fields, a fire to keep the smell away, a harmonica to play, and my shovel at my side. What more could a person want?
But isn't it a bit dangerous? You could die.
I suppose. But look, we all end up in the deep doo-doo sooner or later. If I gotta go, I'd at least like to go helping some folks I know. I expect that's about the best any of us can ask for. If you all excuse me, I gotta keep some keep-out signs a-twinkling.
Please excuse me for saying so, Neil, but that shovel of yours hardly seems up to the task.
Yeah, she's definitely seen some better days, but we gotta stick it out. Louise isn't up to be replaced for another 3 cycles.
Louise? Don't you mean Betsy?
Betsy? Who's Betsy?
Who indeed?
I'm looking for a Neil Henderson.
That's me.
I was told to furnish you with this replacement shovel. Sign here.
Sure.
Here you go.
Thanks, what's your name?
Silty. Old Silty.
Well, thanks, old Silty. Happy Exclusion Day.
Why, thank you, Mr. Henderson, and happy Exclusion Day to you.
Did you do this?
Maybe. Do you like it?
I like it. It's... I think I'll call her... what was that name you said, Doc? Betsy. Yeah, she looks like a Betsy, don't she? Hello, Betsy.
Well, we should leave you to your work.
Oh, wait, I can't let you go empty-handed. Here, take my harmonica. I know it ain't much, but it is something. Happy Exclusion Day, y'all. Now come on, Betsy, let's break you in.
Catch!
What am I supposed to do with a harmonica?
The fact that you have to ask is proof of how much you need it. Well, this is where we part ways. Don't be sad. I'm sure we'll meet again someday. Very, very sure.
Aren't you forgetting something?
No, I don't think so.
Me! You twit, you have to take me back.
Actually, I have to go back 3 months and put in a requisition form for a custom designed shovel. So I will be sending you back through this handy dandy wormhole.
Seriously?
Great, so. And this one is a little bit less predictable. I recommend you take a deep breath and try to roll when you land.
What?
Off you go!
Seriously? The ceiling? At least it's over.
Merry Christmas!
Merry whatmas?
Sorry, I mean Merry Exclusion Day!
It's Happy Exclusion Day.
Whatever!
West! What do you want?
Why, my dear, I am the scientist of Christmas Past, here to take you on a whirlwind tour of cheer and goodwill.
Fine, let's just get this over with.
Here we are. Bottoms up.
What exactly is this?
Oh, just a little something to make our travels to the city a bit easier.
Easier how?
By making us visually imperceptible.
Invisible? You want me to swallow an invisibility formula?
I assure you, it's perfectly safe. My friend Griffin designed it himself, and I've made the necessary adjustments so the effect should be less permanent.
Less permanent?
Look. Translucent I go! And see? I didn't become a skinless puddle of dissolute amino acids. I call that a resounding success.
You really expect me to do this?
I suppose we could just stay here and I could help you with the atmospheric regulator.
Damn you.
That's the spirit. Now, let's get these clothes off.
What?
Our clothes can still be seen. We need to shed them if we are to truly be invisible.
I am not getting naked with you.
But Emily, how else will we walk among the city folk unobserved?
Well, we could always make our clothes invisible too.
Oh! Refractive polyfibers. Well done, Emily. No wonder you are so difficult to find. Ah, now I too am completely unseeable. Now, Emily, the invisible body is nothing to be ashamed of. Shall we?
Where are we going?
J-Deck.
Why? What's on J-Deck?
You'll see.
Doors opening.
The two scientists set forth out of the lonely confines of Old Tunnel and down into the crowded halls of the city below, where revelry and corporately mandated delight were the order of the day, where the air smelled of peppermint algae and the walls were awash in the multicolored glow of the holiday warning displays, where every policy had a spring in their step and a laugh waiting just behind their teeth, ready to come out. Except for one, of course.
A colossal waste of time, if you ask me.
Huh? Who said that? Invisible Woken! Clear the halls! Barricade your doors! Invisible Woken!
Emily, my formula may make us invisible. However, it does not make us inaudible. We should probably speak in whispers from here on out.
Whatever.
Hmm. Where is he? There, in the tunnel on the left. Quickly, Emily. We must catch them before he leaves.
Before who? Where? Who are we following?
Hi. Hello. What? Hello there, little policy.
Who could that be? I'll find out. Oh, Lily, go play the hiding game in the closet. Who is it?
Just a kindly old man. Ho, ho, ho.
What? Andrew? Andrew, is that you?
Andrew? I don't know anyone named Andrew. I'm Papa Hart. Ho, ho, ho.
Cassie, who is it?
It's, Papa Hart?
Papa Hart! Papa Hart! Where?
Quickly, before she shuts the door!
Now, I'm looking for a little policy named Lily! Ho, ho, ho!
Are you really Papa Hart?
I've got a festive beard, don't I?
Yeah.
And a jaunty pocket fob?
I guess.
Then what makes you think I'm not Papa Hart?
Well, you kind of look like the picture Cassie keeps in her room.
Picture? What picture?
Lily, I don't think Papa Hart needs to hear about
this. It's of a boy.
That's enough, Lily. Why don't we find out what Papa Hart is here for?
Right. Yeah. Now, Lily, have you been a productive policy this year?
Uh-huh.
And you put up boards to keep outsiders away.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see what I have in my bag for you.
The bag! Cassie! Cassie has the bag!
Let's see. Well, it seems the only thing I have in here is this. Neil Henderson doll!
And Betsy! Is that for me?
Well, I wouldn't go adventuring with anyone else.
Oh, thank you, Papa Hart!
Oh, you're welcome.
Mommy, look!
I see that. Oh, Mom, could you and Lily give me and Papa Hart a minute?
Come, Lily, why don't we show Neil Henderson the decorations we put up?
I reckon I'd like that.
Andrew.
Papa Hart.
Where did you find a Neil Henderson doll? They were all sold out.
I made it.
You made it?
Dr. West says I need to work on my stitching and it seemed like a good way to practice.
Well, as long as you're here, I can give you your present.
You got me a...
Here, this is for you.
No one's ever gotten me an Exclusion Day present before.
Clearly. Open it, silly.
Gloves?
For work. I thought maybe they'd keep you safe from chemical burns or electrocution or whatever's been biting your hands. Sorry about how they look. Lily decided to decorate them while I was out. Do you like them?
Like them? Like them? This is the best thing anyone's ever given me. Here, hold this.
Oh, Papa Heart Sack. This must be important then.
How'd they look?
Andrew, why is this bag filled with algae bars?
Huh? Oh, those are for you.
For me?
Off at the museum, we don't really use our food rations, so I've been saving them up. I thought your family could have a real evening of exclusion feast. Did you hear something?
Shut up and let me hug you.
Cassie! Stop hugging Papa Heart, Cassie! He has other policies to visit! Isn't that right, Neil?
Why, that's as right as Sunday sarsaparilla, Lily!
Well, I don't want to hug Papa Heart. Happy Exclusion Day, and Papa Heart.
Happy Exclusion Day, Miss Wilkins. Ho, ho, ho!
Come on, Neil. I want to show you to your new room.
Fine and tootin', Lily!
That was awfully nice of you, Andrew. That was awfully nice of Andrew, who is gone now. Mom, come with me to the kitchen. I've got something to show you.
Well, Emily, what do you say to that brothy stew for the ephemeral consciousness? Emily? Emily?
What? Yes! Yes! Exclusion Day cheer. I've seen the error of my ways. We can go home now.
You fell asleep.
Come on! Did you think you'd just show me Snidge mooning over our geonaut and my heart would suddenly grow 3 sizes?
I don't believe spontaneous hypertrophic cardiomyopathy was a goal of mine. Although, I wonder if it's possible to induce such unnatural growth. I need some spare heart to... Focus, Herbert! Don't worry, Emily. There is plenty more Christmas spirit out there. On Dasher! On Dancer!
What exactly is this Christmas thing you keep going on about?
Oh, Christmas is the most wonderful holiday ever created. It commemorates the birth of a man who rose from the dead.
You would celebrate that.
Mole people! Perfect! Moro says there is much we can learn from the moles about the milk of human kindness.
Just so long as we don't actually have to milk them.
Come on, Lomi, aren't you going to join in?
Yeah, you love to go Exclusion Day caroling.
What? Yeah, no, I'm with you. Well dug wells, well dug wells, that's what people say.
Isn't that the mole we saved? The one who was with Neil Henderson?
It does appear to be. Oh, how I wish she'd let me give her that tentacle prosthetic.
Sorry, mates, I'm not feeling quite in the Exclusion Day spirit. What with Mr. Neil being gone and... me arm.
It's okay, Lomi.
Unless a supervisor notices your lack of cheer and we all get in trouble.
Hey!
No, he's right! Sip up a snout and all that! Come on, we best start singing again!
Away from the danger of strangers outside, without heart's hell, we all would have died. She keeps us, protects us from worry and fear, in exchange for 15% growth every year.
Poor Lomi. Whatever will become of her?
If nothing changes, she will be sent to the farm.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Put another way, she'll be euthanized and ground into coffee pigment. I've seen enough. Let's go.
Pebble for the outsider! Pebble for the outsider! Pebble for the outsider?
My, what a fine-looking effigy.
Thanks!
Ass-chiseled the face.
Note the murderous intent.
and I found rocks for the body, arms, and poisonous spines.
I don't seem to have a pebble on me. Clay?
No. Lomi?
What? No, I don't have anything except... What's this? How did this get in my pocket?
What is that?
It's a mouth organ. But I don't own a mouth organ.
There's a name written on the side.
Henderson. It must have belonged to Mr. Neil. But I don't remember him.
Henderson?
You know Neil Henderson?
And he gave you his mouth organ? Dude, so cool.
Can you play it for us?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll try.
That was awfully kind of you, Emily.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Go west!
What's that? Oh dear! I appear to be appearing. Well, looks like this little jaunt of ours is at its end. I don't suppose I could borrow your lab coat for the trip back?
Nope.
Well, then the air ducts it is. Don't want to cause a fuss. As for you, Emily, Morrow wants you to head down to Expansion 87, where you will meet the scientist of Christmas future. Good luck to you. Ta!
Let's just get this over with.
Doors opening. Doors closing.
Just one more, and I'll finally be done with this humbug.
Doors opening.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Look, I'm a busy woman. Can we just get this over with?
If you insist.
You? You're the scientist of Exclusion Day Future?
I've been called worse.
Damn.
This is an abandoned expansion tunnel, Doctor. No one to help you here. No cronies to fool me. No Woken to stop me. No ice gun to freeze me.
You can't do this, Chamberlain! I'm working for the city again!
Funny story. No one ever filed to have your kill order rescinded. Which means I'm completely within my rights.
Wynn won't like this. He'll send you to the cube.
You, Doctor, are worth it.
Oh, great. A huge assembly cavern with absolutely no cover. Just what I needed. Come on, access panel, access panel. I can just hack into the atmospheric controls. Fine then, the hard way.
Hiding in the fog, Doctor. How fun.
You can still do this, Emily. If you can get around him, back to the tunnel, you can make it to the elevator and... Oh God, I'm talking to myself.
You always knew it would come to this, Doctor. You and me, here and now, you can't escape this. It's your fate. It's everyone's fate. I find everyone in the end.
Nearly there.
You did make things interesting. I'll miss that about you. In fact, I might be the only one who misses you when you're gone. Does that make me your best friend?
He's just trying to distract you. He only goes on like this when he's distracting his prey or when he's talking into that damn
tape recorder.
Boo. Now, Doctor. It's rude to crawl away from the game just because you're losing.
Oh!
Well, this has been fun. Thank you, Doctor. I couldn't have asked for a better gift. Happy Exclusion Day. No! Not this time!
Men's courses will foreshadow certain ends to which, if persevered, and they must lead. But if the courses be departed from the ends, will change. Say it thus with what you show me. Hear me. I am not the man I was. Assure me that I may change these shadows you have shown me. Tell me I may sponge away the writing on this stone.
Whoever you are, shut up and quit your whining.
I believe she is waking up.
Dr. Caligari? Are you all right? Dr. Caligari!
Snidge?
Yeah, it's me.
What day is it?
It's still Exclusion Day. You didn't miss it.
Great.
How are you feeling?
Like I was hit with the people mover. But don't worry. Once that stops, I will kill you.
What? Why?
He sent Chamberlain after me. What the hell were you thinking, making him the scientist of Exclusion Day future?
Scientist of...
Actually, I had nothing to do with Agent Chamberlain. Professor Machina was the third scientist you were to meet.
Yeah, if she hadn't found you when she did, and use your freeze ray on him? Oh, you would have been a goner.
Once the mole people dug you out of the tunnel collapse, you were brought here to recuperate.
Whoa, Dr. C.
Emily, you need to rest.
Chamberlain isn't going to stop. When he wakes up...
Don't worry, we took care of that.
You what?
Cassie talked to Wynn, and he had the kill order on you officially revoked. Cassie filed the form herself, and she knows your files, so you don't have to worry about him anymore.
We'll see.
Andrew! Dinner's ready!
Coming, Dr. West! You're more than welcome to join us, Dr. Caligari.
Fine.
Oh well, Dr. West will be disappointed, but... Wait. Was that a yes?
Why? Was your offer insincere?
No, never mind. Dr. West, we'll need one more place for dinner!
Bully!
This isn't because of you, you know.
I didn't say anything.
You've had me running around since last night, and I haven't eaten.
Of course.
Just so we understand each other.
Very well.
Good.
And so, this holiday ends for Dr. Caligari as she goes to join the Exclusion Day feast. Her heart may not have grown three sizes, but in her own way, she has learned a valuable lesson. No scientist is an island. No policy can go it alone. Everybody needs somebody. And on Exclusion Day, it is important to remember that. To take time to reflect on those who keep us safe, who value and care for us, who are always there for us whenever we need them. It is important, in other words, to remember hard life. And so, I leave you, dear listeners, with the words Dr. Morrow spoke as Dr. Caligari walked out of sight. Happy Exclusion Day to all!
And to all, a good night.
Thank you, guys. Okay, there's cookies.
Thank you again for listening. Now let's try to work in all the holiday season greetings here. Chag Sameach, Merry Christmas, Habarigani, and of course, the traditional Exclusion Day greeting of what the hell are you doing here? Get out! We'll see you next year.